Hare Krishna. So now Krishna has described the four categories of people who surrender unto him. And finally, he made a statement that a jnani is very, very dear to me. So, but then after hearing this statement, the other three categories, that is artha, artharthi and jigyasu, they might think, oh, okay, we have been neglected. So thinking about this, now Krishna is making a statement saying, no, no, you people are also very much important to me. So this statement, let's see in shloka number 18. Udaraha sarva evaite jnanitvatmaiva me matam astitah sahi yuktatma mam evanuttamam gatim. So now Krishna is nicely giving solace to those three categories of people, and he says, Udaraha sarva eva iti. He is saying that all of the category, all the four categories that I just spoke about, all of them are udaraha, they are magnanimous. But then again he makes a statement. He says, jnani tu atmaiva me matam. But then the one who is situated in the knowledge of me, I consider him to be my own self, very, very dear to me. And again he is making few more statements. He says, astitaha sahi yuktatma. That person is engaged in my transcendental service. And mam eva nuttamam gatim. Such a person will surely attain me. And when Krishna is saying attain me, he is the highest destination, he is the highest goal. So in this way, Krishna has made a statement that all the four categories are actually magnanimous. Why is it so? Let's see that in detail now. It is said here that it is not that devotees who are less complete in knowledge are not dear to the Lord. The Lord says that all are magnanimous because anyone who comes to the Lord for any purpose is called a Mahatma or a great soul. So congratulations. So everyone who approaches the Lord or everyone who watches the Shloka Day videos are Mahatmas. Why so? Because Lord is very, very merciful. Lord Krishna, he just wants to establish relationship with the Baddha Jivas, the souls which are bound in the cycle of birth and death. So anyone with any desire comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead with any reason for asking anything, he actually gives a lot of importance to that person. Why? Because Krishna gets an opportunity to establish relationship with that person. Look at the merciful nature of the Lord, and also at the same time, you know, get your attention towards how much Lord is hankering to build relationship with us. It's our unfortunate situation that we don't endeavor to build relationship with the Lord. But Lord, he makes sure, he will give us various opportunities. That okay, you don't want to give me something, at least come to take something. I'm ready to give whatever you want. So these four categories of people, they are very, very dear to the Lord. But then, out of all the four, jnani is very dear. So it's told very nicely. The devotees who want some benefit out of devotional service are accepted by the Lord because there is an exchange of affection. Out of affection, they ask the Lord for some material benefit, and when they get it, they become so satisfied that they also advance in devotional service. Okay, so I forgot to make this point. So, a person who is in need of something, he could have gone to anyone. He could have gone to some other Devi Devta. But still he is coming to Krishna. So Krishna feels a lot of affection for that person. My child has come to me to ask me how great he is. Look at the stature that Lord is giving to all of us. Saying, oh, just by coming to him, for asking him anything, Krishna says, oh, this person is very, very magnanimous. This is so amazing. And then he is making a statement saying that the devotee in full knowledge is considered to be very dear to Lord because his only purpose is to serve the Supreme Lord with love and devotion. Such a devotee cannot live a second without contacting or serving the Supreme Lord. Similarly, Supreme Lord is very fond of his devotee and cannot be separated from him. Okay, Lord is giving us importance for whatever reason we come to him. But then we also have to understand that what is there in the heart of the Lord? What is he expecting from all of us? So what is he expecting from all of us? He's expecting that someday we become pure devotees and render pure devotional service onto his lotus feet, giving him pleasure. That's what is the expectation. We become pure devotees, but we don't become pure devotees, it hardly matters to the Lord. But then it matters a lot for us. Because only when we become pure devotees, we'll be able to break the cycle of birth and death. So here, it's very nice. A very nice statement is made that what does a pure devotee does? A pure devotee serves the Supreme Lord with love and devotion. And another thing is, he cannot live a second without contacting or serving the Supreme Lord. This is the place where we have to reach. And surely we'll reach by the mercy of Guru and Sri Krishna. It is possible. But then our endeavor is very important. That is chanting of the holy names of the Lord every single day. We're actually proving it to the Lord that, oh Lord, I want to reach this stage. So every day, come what may, I will chant. I will chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Come what may, I'll read Bhagavad Gita. Come what may, I'll read Srimad Bhagavatam. Come what may, I'll associate with devotees. I will never go out of bhakti. This is what is the mood of a devotee who is hankering to reach this stage. So having said, you know, these wonderful points, acknowledging all the four categories and expecting or setting his expectation, now Krishna is moving on to the next thing. Now he's talking about that, okay, jnani is very dear to me, but then how long does a jnani or a person in knowledge takes time to surrender onto me? So this is a very, very important shloka wherein Krishna is talking about how long does a person takes to surrender onto him. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.